Howdy, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Absolutely Necessary. As always, I am your host, Logan Tracy. Joining me, Jacob Masick, Jackson Layer, and an additional guest in studio, our friend Joseph. Hello, Joseph.
Woo!
Hello.
Alright, you guys ready to get right into it? Because something happened, like, an hour ago. Things happened fast. The first thing on my agenda for the show today was I was going to ask if you thought Kristaps Porzingis was going to get traded, and then the Knicks decided to beat me to it. So, breaking news...
The answer to your question is yes.
Breaking news...
I think he's going to be traded immediately.
Kristaps Porzingis has been traded
to the Dallas
Mavericks. Just very recently, the report came out, Adrian Wojnarowski... reporting that Porzingis is a Maverick, along with him, Courtney Lee and Tim Hardaway Jr. have been sent to Dallas, and in return, the New York Knicks have acquired Dennis Smith Jr., Wesley Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, and there's reports of a Trey Burke in there somewhere, but ugh, and potential first-round selections being in the deal. We don't know what
draft
side yet.
Draft assets are more likely than Trey Burke.
Yes. So... what do you guys think about this deal?
I think that the Knicks got a kind of the short end of the stick here. Like, the Mavericks are definitely going to improve on their offense with Porzingis into their lineup with Luka. Oh my goodness gracious, I can't even imagine the possibilities. Like, that young core that they have now, they can possibly get a super team now since they have Kristaps and Luka with the way he's playing and developing. Definitely will bring another all-star or just another big guy from the free agency market this year. So I'm really excited to see what the Mavericks can do.
Wow, I just found it interesting as I've been following this on Twitter, the reactions of some of his teammates who are also in the same place we are, knowing that this trade request was made very recently, and apparently some of them didn't know, including Cantor, Enes Cantor, posting like 85 posts of his brain exploding. On Twitter, and Kevin Knox looking very concerned with a concerned face. His teammates are obviously taken aback, but the NBA players are erupting right there. Some of them can't believe that that's all you got for Porzingis. I think the Knicks spot is they're shedding cap space.
Enes Kanter is scared that his job's going to be. It's going to be competitive.
Well, if anything, Enes Kanter should be happy. He just got more playing time.
Enes Kanter. No, Enes Kanter has been benched for the last five games.
Yeah, he just barely played again.
He just got back in, kissed the floor.
Jordan's going to start for sure.
Because I think it's because Fizdale doesn't like Kanter.
Is it still
the combination of Fizdale doesn't like him and the Turkish.
Yeah, his assassination attempts.
Yeah.
It's insane, bro.
But I would say most of it has to do with his on-court performance.
The Knicks fans won.
That is true. I mean,
we did say, I believe on the last podcast or the one before that there would need to be one trade that would break open the market, and we think the quote unquote market would open up then, and we'd start seeing a lot more deals before this trade deadline. And we just got a very big one.
Yeah,
and as Bradley Beal just said on Twitter, he says, "Here come the fireworks." I think that's a very accurate representation. Maybe even Bradley Beal himself.
That's what I'm thinking.
Being one of those fireworks.
Him, yeah.
I'd like Bradley Beal to be one of those fireworks because I'd like him to get out of Washington. And I will say honestly, my favorite part of this deal is just the fact that Kristaps Porzingis is no longer with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because no one deserves to be there right now. They're an absolute mess of an organization, and they traded their prime building asset. Clearly, they're all in on one prospect. We don't know for sure whether that be Zion, maybe an R.J. Barrett, a Ja Morant, or Morant. I don't know how to say it. But either one of those, I mean, the Knicks clearly have a rebuilding direction for them now. Let's analyze each return, because obviously it's not just Porzingis in the deal. How do you think this looks with the other two players the Mavericks acquired, Courtney Lee and Tim Hardaway?
Courtney Lee, I like a lot. 3-and-D player, plays excellent on defense and shoots pretty well from three. I'd say he's a quality player for any team.
Isn't he kind of just
to get
Wesley Matthews, but
no,
not Wesley Matthews? Like, they're both old 3-and-D players.
Wesley
one
Matthews gets paid more.
But aren't they both
They are, but players on expiring one-year deals. Wesley Matthews is not as efficient as Courtney Lee is. I believe Courtney Lee, even for less, is a better player. So I would say he is a better return in that case. And Tim Hardaway Jr. gets paid $17.76 million, I believe. And is on a 3 or 2 year deal. I forget which one it is. He was recently signed a contract.
Is it 2 years left, I think?
2 years left, yeah. Maybe that's after this year.
Okay.
But, yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr., I see there's a lot, there's potential there, but for me, he's one of those players who just is like a suck on the offense and likes to shoot a lot of shots. I don't really think he's a very efficient player, so I would say that's maybe something you need to look to get rid of.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like the element of Tim, because he's more of an assist man when you're looking at it, and that's...
Assist man? You mean he passes?
He's a man who likes his assists.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is a scorer.
Okay, well, he's a scorer and an assist man.
He's got 2.7 assists per game.
Okay.
Look at that, an assist man.
One
man
to Kristaps and one to Luka. That's all you need.
Well, that's 6 points at the most, so...
Well, I mean, that's 6 points that could win the game, so...
And then Tim Hardaway Jr. wants to shoot, what, 15 shots a game?
All right.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is not shooting 15 shots.
He's not
going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see.
I mean, he might with Kristaps out, but the minute Kristaps gets in with Luka, it's game over. He is. I will say he's probably a better fit next to Luka in terms of he can play off ball.
Then Dennis.
He'll play off ball better than Dennis Smith Jr. did.
Also, there's rumors that the Knicks aren't done. Still stuff with Mike Conley. I think they should wait. The Knicks with Mike Conley and the Mavericks with Mike Conley. Apparently the Mavericks are also interested because they want to go Hardaway, Doncic, Conley,
Kristaps.
But I think that would neutralize the fact of them being able to use leverage that extra cap space in free agency, so I don't think that will actually happen, I don't think that should be done.
Tim Hardaway will probably be kept for the rest of the year, Tim Hardaway Jr., but look at him potentially leaving or being traded in the offseason.
He has to be.
Exactly, because obviously the 90-day rule. But also, I mean, they could cut him. They won't cut him.
That's
way
too much cap, yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely a potential player we'll see move this offseason to make room for Dallas to maybe go after a bigger fish.
So, per game this year, Mike Conley has attempted 15.8 shots per game. Mm-hmm. So, 15 is pretty accurate representation, and he's made 6.1 a game.
Same with Tim Hardaway. He averages 50.
That's not very good.
That's like 40%.
30. 6, 12.
Really?
18.
From the field?
Yeah, that's about 30.
High 30s?
38, I think.
It's 38%, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I will give both of them the benefit of they have nothing on their team.
Wait.
Tim Hardaway's done better in the past years, though, so being elevated to that team might provide him, just with, like we talked about, playing off ball, especially with Luka Doncic, who plays incredible with the ball in his hands, and will attract more attention. Tim Hardaway will have open looks. Rather than, you know, on the Knicks, they don't have as much star power.
Yeah, who's the star on the team? Is it Kristaps or Luka?
Both of them, man.
They're both
okay,
from
which
European
the...
magic, you
I
know?
Think technically Kristaps, but eventually Luka. Just because of age.
This is going to be a Kyrie-LeBron situation?
No, it's not.
No. I'm not saying in terms of what happens, but I'm saying in terms of roles. LeBron will be the star, but, like, they have multiple stars. LeBron's the superstar. He's a star.
Wait, you just said LeBron twice.
Kristaps will be a superstar.
Okay.
And Luka's going to be a star. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Kristaps
so
is LeBron.
Point,
so
Luka is
Kyrie.
At some point,
Luka
will reach superstar like Joseph mentioned.
When Luka goes to the Celtics, and we pair him with Tatum and Kyrie and everything. Yep.
That happens, bro.
That's 4 years.
Let's pivot and talk about the other side of the deal. Which is what the Knicks got in return. The Knicks get Dennis Smith Jr., Wesley Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan, who I'd like to point out, Adrian Wojnarowski just retweeted a tweet from Bobby Marks, another credible reporter, who's saying that he would circle DeAndre Jordan and Wesley Matthews as potential buyout candidates.
I just saw that.
So they might not even stay with the Knicks all year. Obviously, we don't know the Knicks' intentions with those two players yet.
Analyze
the return. Is it a good return for Kristaps?
They want to be on a winning team, so I think they will get bought out, and they will agree to a buyout. They'll be willing, because they'll be able to go somewhere else. Jordan will get a lot of money, so I'd say maybe consider looking at him. It would be very dangerous, but I'm going to throw it out there. The Warriors... as the backup center, I'm going to throw it out there because Damian Jones is injured and out.
Why wouldn't you just go to a team where you'd start? Go to the Trailblazers. Maybe Nurkic would probably start over him for the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
He's been good.
Jordan will go to a team that has winning aspirations and where he can play immediately. Wesley Matthews is less of a likely, but I'm going to go to Jackson. Jackson, what do you think of this? The return.
So, right now, the Knicks are in a rebuilding phase. And right now, they're just trying to keep into, like, the relevance of, like, being a lottery pick. So I think this was the right move to tank a little bit, get rid of your star player so he can actually keep going at the star pace that he's going. The injured pace that he's going right now. He's healing, but he just got back. But DeAndre Jordan will definitely help him with rebounds if you're looking at playing time right now. Dennis Smith Jr., I really liked him during the Mavericks. He's very athletic. Great dunker, but I'm not sure if great dunking is going to lead him to be a good star on the Knicks, especially since they lost the one piece that made them relevant, being Kristaps. So there's really no, like, there's no clear star on that team right now. And that also is where the pick comes in, where I think that makes this all worth it, because they were trying to rebuild, as Logan said, and using that pick, and maybe getting a little bit more, because the trade hasn't been finalized yet.
You think the pick's a first-round pick?
Bet the first-round pick.
Definitely.
It won't be this next year, because they own the Hawks, or do that pick, potentially. It'd probably be their next year's pick.
Okay.
But it's definitely going to be a first-round pick. So, I think it was the right move for the Knicks. Especially if Kristaps isn't happy, your team isn't going to do well chemistry-wise. If you have a toxic player, like Porzingis' attitude right now, leeching onto the other players, that's not going to do well with your... That's not going to be doing
well.
It's a tough situation.
I'm not saying he's like a toxic player. I'm just saying, that circulating is not good.
I feel bad for the Knicks, and why I'm going to say this is because they made a great move drafting Kristaps. Their fans hated him, absolutely hated him when he first came in. They thought the pick was the worst pick ever. He got no love. He got booed in his first debut game. Literally showed all the haters wrong, got a terrible injury, and now the Knicks are forced to do something because he makes a trade request because, honestly, they didn't have time to build around him. They had time to build something on the side that was supposed to fit with him when he came in. And that's a really hard thing to do. The Knicks are put in a really tough situation because they're building a team that they're waiting for Kristaps to come back and play, and they're trying to build that stable organization without him. So it's tough to see how those guys will actually play. You can't always forecast how someone's going to play with Kristaps when he's not actually playing out there. So it's tough not to build around a player when they're not out there on the court. That's just something.
I do not feel bad for the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks have in ways brought this eventuality upon themselves. I feel bad for Knicks fans.
I do not feel bad for Knicks players
wanted to play with Kristaps. Well, they came around, and they really did love him by the end.
No, I don't.
I feel bad for them.
Because they're going to be
mired in mediocrity.
You boot him.
You
made your decision.
Until they build a decent team, and we don't know when that will be. And they traded their one asset.
They call Warriors fans bandwagon, huh? Interesting.
What? Nobody bandwagons on the Knicks.
They're bandwagon on Kristaps Porzingis now that he's good. They're like, oh, we love Kristaps Porzingis beginning.
Let's move on.
You boot him.
I like Dennis Smith Jr. as well. I think Dennis Smith Jr. is built in the mold of a Russell Westbrook-type player, where he really succeeds at slashing and driving to the basket.
He's in the dunk contest.
He is. I want to see how he fits in New York, especially if they're going to try to build around David Fizdale as the coach. He's a piece, and I think he's a good player. He's definitely showed he has promise in his rookie year and this current year. Even though it's been a bit of a step back, but I think part of that was how good Luka was, and Dennis Smith Jr. wasn't the ideal fit for him. But I'd like to see what he can do in New York. It just feels like they got potentially one asset who won't be as good as Kristaps back for a great player, an all-star caliber player.
I just like to point out for the Mavericks also, Wesley Matthews has started every game before this season. Has been a staple in their starting lineup, so I'm kind of interested to see how they move that around. Also, they have, I believe this trade was made with the recent emergence of Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson has been a really great player for the Mavericks, extremely efficient, scoring a lot of points, but not only that, but he plays excellent defense on the defensive end, and he's just a young, promising player. So I'd say Mavericks did pretty well in their draft.
Brunson's a solid guard who can play off ball, and could be a, like your bench backup point guard and can handle a second unit. I think he's a good player, and I'm excited that they're going to get him more options, more playing time. Anything else to mention before we move on this, besides what I'm going to mention, which is with the DeAndre Jordan buyout market, I think a good fit that we're not really looking at is potentially Milwaukee. I could see him going there and starting in their starting
unit.
Lopez
is balling, dog.
He's getting old.
So is Lopez? He's one of the best 3-point shooters in the NBA right now.
You
well,
can, I mean, they could definitely afford two of them.
Wait, back me up.
And
Joseph,
I can see them
right?
making a trade.
Is Brook Lopez having possibly the best statistical shooting year by a center?
Yeah, people are saying he should be in the 3-point competition.
Yeah. He's just, why? What, you wonder why
he's like 30.
You wonder why they're so successful this year. It's because he's able to spread the floor, and he's taking the center away from the lane, and Giannis is getting free pass to the hoop, and Middleton's getting passed, and Bledsoe's
yeah.
getting passed. This is why they're so good this year. It was such a great idea to get Brook Lopez on that team. And the Bucks have done a great job. But honestly, yeah, you could get DeAndre Jordan. I don't think Lopez's efficiency would be decreased, but it'd just be less minutes. I don't really know. They'd have to weigh that decision.
I was thinking from it more, even if he is their second center, Lopez isn't a great rebounder. And if they wanted to get an impact rebound defensive player, those things that Lopez isn't as strong at,
But
DeAndre
I think,
Jordan is
but
very
like I
good
said, why
things.
I think Lopez is on the team is because of their efficiency while stretching the floor out with shooters.
I don't think
don't,
again. I don't think they can play together.
They don't.
They
don't have a shooter at the small forward position. So if DeAndre Jordan's in there, the lane will be more clogged. And part of what their GM did this year is get more shooters at all positions. That was his number one prospect coming into this year.
I mean, there are definitely other potential options. Maybe the Jazz. Possibly, let's say the Rockets, because Capella is out injured for the moment. Maybe even a team like the Trailblazers, even though they do have Yusuf Nurkic, which I just wanted to use as an excuse for saying Yusuf Nurkic again. But, I mean, there are options. I want to see what happens if it does.
What about the San Antonio Spurs?
The team I just said? Yeah, they're a potential option.
All right,
let's.
That?
Well, I want to move on quick to the Super Bowl, so we're going to ask one last question, go around. Who won this deal? Start with Jacob and go around.
Just say
who won the deal.
Mavericks.
Mavericks for now.
I think they both.
I say
got,
Mavericks for now too.
I think they both got what they wanted.
Yeah.
Too though.
All right. Well, then let's move on because Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and it's the biggest football game of the year. Surprisingly, Rams-Patriots, a rematch of the 2002 Super Bowl, the greatest show on turf versus Brady and Belichick in their second year that was. 17 years later, Brady and Belichick are still together, and it's a whole new Rams team. So are you guys, obviously we're excited for this. What are you expecting most out of this game?
I'm expecting the Rams to put up a really good fight. I'm really excited to see how they respond to Super Bowl Tom Brady. I'm really excited to see how they include Todd Gurley into the game plan, as they barely incorporated him in the championship win, which was very disappointing to all accounts. So I'm really excited to see how Todd Gurley responds with that game and championship to take his team to the whole new level.
To all accounts. Wow.
To all the accounts I've loved before.
That was beautiful.
My favorite Netflix movie. It's about bankers doing banking stuff.
Okay.
Accountants.
To all Joseph. The accountants I've loved before.
Accountants receivable.
Stop. I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. I know I said the Patriots earlier, but here's why I'm going to go with the Rams.
I didn't ask you that. I asked
what
you're expecting from this game.
So you're expecting the Rams to win?
I'm expecting the Rams
to
win, but I said the Patriots, so I'm taking ownership for my earlier mistake. And why I'm going to say this is the score is going to be 30-27. I'm just going to put that out there right away. The Rams will win this game because they will have the ball at the end of the game. It will be 27-23. Kyle Van Noy is out there on the Patriots defense, but he will not be able to stop Todd Gurley in the run. Ty Gurley will catch passes.
Kyle Van Noy.
Why is
Kyle Van Noy is one of the best.
Yeah, Kyle Van Noy is good, but of all the Patriots defenders
out
there,
and
you Kyle Van Noy
and the McCourty twins out there at safety. Quick shout out to the McCourty twins.
Mama McCourty.
What?
I said shout out to Mama McCourty. I wish you'd listen.
Do you know
better.
Her?
Anyway, continue.
Do you know her?
No, but she's an amazing lady. Shout out to Mama McCourty.
God bless Mama McCourty.
Yeah, come on, man. Do you not love Mama McCourty?
I don't know Mama McCourty.
Get out.
Okay.
2 minutes.
I think Ty Gurley will be efficient in the not only the running game, but I think what will counter the Patriots is Ty Gurley catching passes. And why I think this will be effective is because the Patriots' outside linebackers aren't as fast as Ty Gurley, and I don't think they'll be able to get with him on the edge. So I think the Rams will use him effectively in the passing game, and Brandon Cooks, 2 years in the Super Bowl, will win it this time.
You have anything to add, Joe?
Wait, did you go with the Patriots?
He went with the Rams.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I expect a close game.
Okay.
I expect Brady to score with just over 2 minutes left or under, and the Rams will get the ball and win the game.
I'd go Patriots, only because I feel like everyone's expecting for them to be on the decline. And I think this is the beginning of the end for Tom Brady, but this is his last victory in the Super Bowl.
I think this is the end for Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, I think it is too, but I think this will be like their last hurrah, like they'll win.
Wait, question. If they lose, does Rob Gronkowski retire? Because we heard the comment
either
he made
way.
This week about...
He's going to retire either way.
Either way, I think he is.
Okay.
I think he's going to retire when Brady retires. I think he's here
he
until
top
Brady's
five
done.
Is he a
top-5
in NFL history?
Yes.
They said he's an immediate Hall of Famer.
Is he the best one?
No.
I think there's one better.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yes.
He's definitely the most physically dominant tight end, but... not the best.
Well, for now, it's Tony Gonzalez.
Do you think anybody in the NFL right now has the capabilities by the end of their career to be a better in that battle?
Travis
Morgan,
Kelce.
I knew you were going to say. Who did you say?
David Morgan.
Max
Williams.
Oh,
Travis
Kelce.
David Njoku.
Why Travis Kelce?
David Njoku.
He's the literal definition of consistency. Like, he doesn't break the records every year, and, like, people break his records.
He's in the Chiefs offense.
But... right,
they
but
have so many mouths to feed. I mean.
The whole cheap,
and he still gets over 1,000 yards and like decent receptions every year. So, if he keeps up this pace, like it's gonna be hard for him not to be in the GOAT tight end conversation.
I'm gonna challenge you with an actual record breaker and say maybe Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz is a good player.
As the
greatest Zach Ertz
of all time?
Just potentially he just broke the record for most receptions
well,
as
so
a tight
George
end
Kittle.
In a season.
Zach Ertz has a better record. Kittle's just getting like more started.
Kittle just got really into it this year.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz has been good in the past, but this year is when he transcended to great.
I'm just gonna say.
But let's get off tight ends and let's start
sure.
talking about the game again.
Sure.
I definitely think.
Definitely Travis Kelce.
This is going to be.
The question is, will Fergie sing the national anthem?
No, we're not doing this again.
I want
no,
to.
No, we are
you
not doing this again. You have done this 3 shows in a row. I swear, if you even touch the button, if you play it, I swear.
We will call the Washington football team.
I will chop off a couple of your toes.
White football team?
The Washington football team.
What,
and I will chop off a few of your toes.
I'm sorry, what?
The Washington
Guys,
football team. I think
fans,
I
know
think
you all
deaf.
Want to hear the national anthem by
deaf.
Fergie again.
Okay, next topic on
anyway,
the Super Bowl.
We've had a couple of... The last 2 Super Bowls have been very entertaining. With a absolute shootout last year and the Patriots comeback 2 years ago. And I think this one might top them all. I think this is going to be a crazy entertaining game. I think it's going to be back and forth and fairly high scoring. Though not as high scoring as some of the other games we've seen.
I don't know.
And I think we can expect just a well-coached game from both sides. The Rams are coming in as the underdog. They believe a 2.5-point underdog, I believe.
Huh.
The betting favorites, anyway. But what's the Rams' blueprint for success against the New England team? How does St. Louis? How do the Los Angeles Rams beat Tom Brady? Don't all answer at once.
Okay, I'll answer it first.
Thank you.
Get Todd Gurley to be the impact player in your offense. If you have... the best, arguably the best running back in the league, you have to use him as one. Like, if you guys get the passing games on point right now with Brandon Cooks and all the other guys, I kind of blank there. But if you get Todd Gurley, for them to worry about Todd Gurley, that opens up a whole field of possibilities with the deep game and the short game and everything. So if you get Todd Gurley going, you win the game. You have a defense that can support you. Get Todd Gurley going.
Jacob?
I'd just like to say, Bill Belichick is a legend. What a legendary man. I'm not sucking up to anybody.
Doesn't even like him.
You're saying...
I'm recognizing greatness. I hated the Patriots for many years, okay? As many people did.
And now he has a shrine to Belichick in the corner of his dorm room.
No.
With candles
Bill
and
Belichick
a life-size cutout
Tom
and a deflated football.
Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game of football. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game of football.
Agreed.
Tom Brady
is that
is
why
the
you're playing the backing track to the trailer of A Dog's Purpose right now?
Also, I know I picked the Rams to win this game, but the Patriots will be back. Without Rob Gronkowski, of course, but I think the Patriots will make it back to this exact game next year, and we will see them again, although people may not want to see them. I think they will make it back next year. I'm sorry, Chiefs fans. But, you know, this is a legacy that the Patriots have built, and win or lose, I think we'll see him again no matter what.
I think there's a couple of big keys for the Rams in this game. The first thing you have to do is you have to use all that interior rushing that, or pass rush that they have. The Rams have three very good defensive linemen up front in Ndamukong Suh, Michael Brockers, who's criminally underrated, and of course, Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the NFL right now. It is going to be key for them to open up holes on that offensive line, who hasn't let Brady be sacked all offseason. And not only rush Brady, but stop that rushing game, because Sony Michel has been very good, and that's to say nothing about their other two assets, Rex Burkhead and James White. Mm-hmm. So I think the line, the battle between the offensive line and defensive line of the Rams, the Patriots, is going to be huge in this game. And I think getting play action going is very important for the Rams, because Jared Goff is a good quarterback, but he is much better when they are able to get the running game going and pull off play action. So I think that they've got to get Gurley going, and then they've got to utilize their play action plays with Jared Goff, and I think that's going to give you the best shot to defeat New England. What does New England have to do to win this game? How do they slow down a electric Rams offense and stop a very scary defensive line?
They won't. No, I'm just kidding.
Hypothetically, they would. How?
Getting the passing game going, just really quick. Tom Brady excelled in that during this offseason. I mean, during this regular season, and has been seen throughout this postseason. Just getting really quick releases, having James White coming out of the backfield, along with Sony Michel going up the middle, opening up that passing game is going to be really critical for them in the early game. If they want to neutralize Aaron Donald, they need to excel and take advantage of their wide receiving core and their running backs that are on fire right now. So, yeah, just make sure that Tom Brady is protected just for enough time to get the ball off really quickly. Don't go for deep plays off the game, because you want to stop Aaron Donald.
Jacob?
I think I already said what I wanted to say.
Oh, that's right. You already in the segment of how did the Rams win this game.
Yeah, I did do how the Rams will win this game. The Patriots won the game. The Patriots already have an effective attack with James White, like you mentioned, out of the backfield. He does an excellent job catching the ball. The key to this game will not be James White. It will be Sony Michel out of the backfield for the Patriots. Sony Michel is a great player. I think he will eclipse 100 yards in this game, but it won't be enough. I think this game will be a great game for both teams. All players will show out in this game. I think Julian Edelman will show he still has some left in the tank. Obviously, Tom Brady helps with that. But Julian Edelman will show he still has some left in the tank. I think they'll get great receiving downfield, but I think the Patriots, what they'll miss most in this game is Josh Gordon. I don't think, what's his name? It's Philip Dorsett. Yeah. I don't think Philip Dorsett provides the same downfield threat as Josh Gordon does, and I think they will miss that in this game. I think the Rams will key more in on Edelman and force them to do, in the second half, will force them to either go back to the run game or try to go to James White a lot, which will make the Patriots less of a multifunctional offense and give the Rams an easier task on defense.
If the Patriots want to defeat the Rams, I think your biggest key is you're going to have to try to replicate what they did in that AFC Championship game in the first half and a lot of the second half, where they put a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes looked more human in that game than he had in any other game this year. and it's because they were getting a lot of pressure to him, and he wasn't having the time to drop back and make incredible throws, or even just regular throws. He was rushed at every turn. And I think if you want to, you're going to want to do that to Jared Goff, because that's going to force Goff to make some mistakes. It has in the regular season. That's how he was defeated by teams like the Bears. And I think the Lions did a really good job at it until Todd Gurley went crazy in their regular season game. So that, I mean, your key on defense is to make Jared Goff throw the ball and get pressure on him so he makes those mistakes. On offense, you're not really going to do anything to beat that D-line. You're going to have to just kind of try to neutralize it as best you can. I think their best option is to just try to utilize a variety of playmakers. Spread the ball around. You got to make sure that the Rams can't key in on one guy. Sony Michel is going to be huge, I agree. I definitely think, and this is my hot take, that Chris Hogan's going to have a big Super Bowl for the Patriots. That's going to be, I feel like he's going to make a couple of big plays. They're going to try to spread the ball around. Hogan hasn't shown up all that much this year compared to, I think, last year. I think this might be his time. This is going to be a big game for him. And obviously, it's going to be a big game for the Patriots in general. Breaking news, Andrew Whitworth was just nominated or something as the Alan Page Community Award winner. So that's pretty cool. That just popped up on my phone. So that's pretty cool for Andrew Whitworth. I want to go around to all of you right now. Final score predictions for the game. And again, just anything you're looking for. You gave yours already, Jacob.
30-27 Rams.
Jackson.
I'm going to go with the ballpark. It's not going to be over that. I would say 24-21 Rams win. Greg Zuerlein, game-winning field goal.
Ooh. Greg the leg.
Greg is the leg.
Moving on, Joseph.
Oh, sorry. That was super close to mine.
Really?
For some reason. Yeah.
Oh,
I had 24-28 Patriots.
Rams win, sorry.
Right now the projected score by oddshark.com is 25.7 to Los Angeles, 25.1, so one of the closest Super Bowls ever. Mm. And the spread favors New England by 2.5. So I think this game will be extremely close. Yes, yeah, so Joseph.
Did
you let out a little snort there?
Just laugh.
Also, may I say, they also ran a Madden simulation, I believe, on this. So let me go check what the Madden.
Okay, look, we've all played Madden. We know Madden simulation might be the worst simulation of all time.
It predicted the Atlanta Falcons loss and got the exact score.
I'm pretty sure.
So don't you dare say anything about that.
I'm pretty sure in my Madden simulated franchise, the Titans made the Super Bowl.
No, okay. It's the final.
EA
is
the greatest
game
in
Super Bowl.
Of all.
Best
it's their engine. It's not the game.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Andrew Wiggins.
I was making a joke, Jacob.
Well, it wasn't funny.
It was a joke. It
wasn't funny.
Anyway, in the meantime, when you look that up, I'm going to give my score prediction, and I believe it is going to end up being 27-38 New England Patriots.
Dang.
My heart. All of my heart wants the Patriots to lose just because I like parody. I like, you know, different champions and stuff, but you don't mess with greatness. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, they've been here a lot. They've got that experience on Sean McVay and Jared Goff, and I think that is going to come into play. But I think the Rams are going to be back here.
It says 30-27. It says here, the Patriots will take a 27-23 lead in the fourth quarter on a 9-yard swing pass from Tom Brady to running back James White. But Todd Gurley scores the winning touchdown to take the Rams' second World Championship.
So are we split? Were we split or were we 3-1 on predictions?
They had Rams, we had Patriots.
So we are 3-1. All right.
Okay. Oh, wait. I have a question. So the Madden 19 sim said Aaron Donald will sack Brady 4 times. Do you guys think over-under? Give me an over-under.
Okay.
Let's play a little game
of Aaron
Donald.
Of Aaron Donald's
Aaron Donald 4 sacks.
Under.
Under. That's not to say
Aaron
he's
Donald
not going to have sacks.
Just himself.
Yeah.
Oh, under.
Big under.
Do you think over?
I got over.
Oh my gosh.
I think he'll get 4.
All right, here we go. Let's do some of this. Over
let's
under.
Let's do some over under.
Over under 100 receiving yards for Rob Gronkowski. I say under.
Under.
Oh, I thought that one would be. All right.
Brady, 500 passing yards, over, under.
Under.
Sony Michel, 100 rushing yards.
I don't know about
yards.
That, guys. I'm...
Over, under.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sony Michel.
Over.
Over 100 rushing yards. Over,
under.
Under. I'm
over.
Saying under.
Over.
Under.
Todd Gurley.
Yes.
100
all-purpose
all right. yards.
All-purpose.
Over,
over
or under.
Under.
Over. Over.
Under.
Over.
So,
I think I'll like it.
Times Sean McVay's pullback coach pulls him back 50 times over under.
Over.
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 Over. 75.
Times Bill Belichick smiles. Zero. Over or under?
Over.
Over because they win. And
no, under.
Under because
he'll smile once or twice, or he'll give that smirk.
He'll go negative one because they lose to the Rams.
Did you just presume that you just had them winning? Belichick doesn't smile.
No, I have the Rams winning.
Oh, I thought you had the Pats.
No, I did.
Oh, so we're split then.
Yes.
2-2.
Yeah.
I thought we were 3-1.
Let's make a bet.
Let's make a bet. We have like a general for
you. A water bet.
Nope. Jacob's the only person here that actually bets. Non-ironically.
I don't, is the thing.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Remember
you
when
you... write
hey,
articles for
remember
a
27...
Oh my gosh, can we not talk about my personal life right now?
Hey, remember 27 years ago when you thought Ryan Fitzpatrick would pull the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the playoffs?
Well, that was a really fun episode.
He was
calling. What a guy. Anybody got any other over-unders?
I did say if they played him every game, they would make the playoffs. Hey, he didn't play every game, okay?
All right, I got one.
10-6.
Over-under, or I guess not over-under, will there be noticeable boos at the halftime show because Travis Scott decided not to boycott because of the Kaepernick thing?
No.
I think there'll be a small section of boos.
Really?
Nothing to do with Travis Scott.
Like only wealthy people.
I mean,
that could be some...
I mean, he got some backlash for signing off.
Don't do it.
What? Is that Sims music?
I don't know what that was.
Let's make a bet.
Is that coming from my closet?
It actually sounds like the booting on screen.
Are you making a bet, or are you just playing noises?
No, I think Jacob's just...
Let's make a bet.
Jacob. Are we doing it or not?
Let's make a bet.
Okay, Logan, what's the next topic?
My last thing I want to ask you about the Super Bowl is, what is the thing you always have to have at your Super Bowl party? Food? Drink? What do you have to have?
Easy.
What's it like a staple of your party?
Women.
No.
What, Jason?
Josh Rosen.
Okay. Yeah, Josh Rosen. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Six. Help me out.
Amazing quarterback for the Carolina.
For the Carolina Panthers.
No.
Nice.
Except for the Cardinals. And what is he even better at than quarterbacking?
I'm not saying it.
You're gonna say it.
No.
Wrong. The answer was cuddling.
I know.
Oh, and that's a start.
Well, all right,
so let's move on to a little game that I thought of.
Oh, did you think of it?
Another little game, a little challenge for you guys.
Woo!
Because you know what? We haven't talked about one sport on this show.
Let's introduce the game with some ominous music.
Okay, because you guys should be scared.
I wonder what that music is.
Bubble Guppies. It's from Bubble Guppies.
You have a soundboard?
Surprise.
All day. It's my soundboard, boys.
YouTube.
Right.
So, no, it isn't.
I want you guys to guess. Name the sport that we haven't talked about at all on the show.
Lacrosse.
For the most part. No. But yes, but no.
Bowling.
Cricket.
Soccer.
Curling.
Closer. Warmer.
Oh, wrestling.
Curling.
Colder. Warmer.
Lunging.
Colder.
Oh, luge.
Cold, way colder.
Boys.
Come on, it's on ice.
Boys.
It's on ice.
Hockey?
Yeah, hockey.
Boys synchronized. Boys synchronized stretching.
It was not that, and I'm pretty sure that's
women's
not a sport.
Lunging.
That sounds kind of not straight.
I'm pretty sure
dog
you can get arrested for one of those sports that he said.
Dog racing men.
Oh my gosh, no, you can actually get arrested for that. No. No, stop. You're done. We haven't talked about hockey on this show.
With men riding on
hockey.
Them racing.
And the reason we haven't talked
kangaroo
about hockey on this
buttons.
Show is because I feel like. The reason.
Scorpion
we,
race.
Stop! You are done! Half of what you suggested is illegal! Anyway, we haven't talked about hockey a lot on this show, and I feel like that's because we don't have a lot of general knowledge
poisonous
about hockey.
Poisonous snake bites.
You better stop. That's not even a sport.
That's like
20 minutes. So, I'm gonna test your hockey knowledge, boys.
Okay.
I got some stats from this year and some other stuff. Masick, I want you put those computers and stuff away.
First, can I say one thing?
Maybe.
Where's our computer?
Can I get a... Oh, yeah!
No.
Okay.
Keep an eye on him, or close that. Close that computer, so you can't look up answers. You got it? It's closed. So I got some questions for you guys. We're gonna test your hockey knowledge here. We're gonna keep track, and whoever wins gets a prize of some kind.
Yay!
A high five.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Jacob and Jackson are sure for sure playing. Joseph, if you want to play, you are. Oh, nice.
Ooh, bet.
I lose, but I'll play.
Fun fact, Joseph tore his ACL today.
Shut up.
Fun fact, stop hitting Joseph.
We're in the hospital room right now. On the scene. It's a real mess.
It's a real
mess. Kevin Ware'd his leg.
His knee has been scoped.
Alright, let's get started. Easy question number one. Who are the defending Stanley Cup champions?
Oh!
You can all answer.
Oh, you got it first.
You can all answer.
It's Alex Ovechkin's team, and then the Washington Capitals.
Washington Capitals. He said Alex Ovechkin's first.
I guess you can all answer. So, yeah, you answered Washington
Capitals. You said Alex Ovechkin first.
I said Alex Ovechkin's
answer.
Team,
Alex,
Washington
no.
Capitals.
It's a team game.
I was going to say the Las Vegas
Strippers.
And you were close. They were in the thing.
Come on, it's okay.
The Los Angeles Strippers.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights were in it. Like, they played them.
Oh, you actually thought they were called?
Yes.
So Jackson gets a point.
Woo!
Cool. Have fun with your fake game points.
Here's another one. Dang. How many teams are in the NHL?
Oh,
got it.
I'll give this to
the
Jackson.
He got it first, actually, so. Okay, no,
there are 28.
Incorrect.
Dang it!
30.
Incorrect.
31.
There are 31.
Whoa!
Yeah, because the Kings got added.
No, the Knights got added.
Knights.
There are going to be potentially 32. In case
Knights,
you were wondering,
Knights.
It is confirmed that
Seattle
will get an expansion team. So
oh,
there will
so
be 32.
The answer was 32.
No, because they're not in the league.
They're not in the league.
I'm raising my hand.
No, you're
you
wrong.
Said
put your
30.
So those
son.
Were the easy
son.
Ones.
Son, put your hand down.
Those were the easy ones. It'll get a little harder. Which team in the NHL so far this year has the most points? Points are you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, or not a tie, 1 point for an overtime.
I know.
Did you just look it up? I swear.
No.
Who
I don't
is
know
it?
If this is a woman.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Incorrect.
Darn it, was I close?
You were in the right half.
I don't know
conference.
If this is a
woman's
NHL
basketball
team or if this is an NHL.
Do
team.
It.
Answer it.
Is it the like Los Angeles Stars or something?
Incorrect.
That
the Los
be,
Angeles Kings are the team.
The Los Angeles Stars are WNBA.
That's what I thought. That's what
no,
I'm
the Sparks
no,
are
Sparks.
WNBA.
Yes, Sparks.
Come on, guys.
This is
you,
proof that they
you
need to do a better job advertising
go,
themselves.
Los Angeles. I mean, no, Los Angeles. Las Vegas Knights.
Do you remember when I said he had the right half of the country?
You
and
just
you guys
the
went to the West Coast?
What did you say?
It's the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Tampa Bay Lightning have 76 points.
Good for them.
Which are the most.
Tampa Bay Lightning!
Who's the NHL's. I guess another kind of easy one here, I suppose. Who is the leading goal scorer in the NHL this year?
Oh, this year.
Language!
Can't push up right now, sir.
Sidney Crosby.
Incorrect.
Got it. Alex Ovechkin.
That is correct.
Woo!
baby!
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Austin Matthews.
Michael Scott, no. Oh, you are incorrect. So Jackson takes the lead with 2. Joseph with 1 and 10 push-ups.
Why 10 push-ups?
Because you're doing a swears on our show, man.
No, is this clean? Swear. This is, yes, you did.
Explicit content.
I said puck. It's a hockey conversation.
Explicit content.
I'm sure that the father of this listening to this podcast definitely.
The father of this podcast? Are you
the
serious?
Father
of
a child.
Anyway, and Jacob, Jacob could not be more at 0.
Who is the father or mother? I was on the right coast.
My father and mother.
You're the mother.
For one question.
I'm the mother? Oh.
All right, moving on. Next question. Which player leads the NHL in total points, which is combined goals and assists?
Ever?
I'll give you a hint. It's not Ovechkin.
I wasn't going to say Ovechkin.
This year.
Oh!
This year.
Oh, this year.
This
That's
year.
Oh, goals and
points? Goals and points.
Can we do it all time?
No.
Because I know who it is.
Put your computer away. I know you're looking
no.
stuff up.
No.
Is he looking stuff up? Look
it's
at
a
it.
Soundboard.
Yeah.
All right, fine. And you, no, we're not doing all time. It's this year.
Goals and points.
Goals and points.
I don't even know a hockey player.
Or goals and assists.
Let's
and assist.
Can Joseph name a hockey player? Go.
How many hockey players?
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
Can you name enough hockey players to
oh,
fill
I got
my
it.
Hand?
No,
I got it.
Absolutely not.
Has he been said already?
No.
Yes. Austin Matthews.
No, incorrect.
Is that close?
I got it.
Oh.
Eric Staal.
No. I wasn't expecting that.
That was actually
good.
Nice. Oh, I got it. Mikko Koivu.
No.
I got it.
No.
I got
you
it.
Get one more
got
answer.
It.
Zach Parise.
Got
no.
it. Devin Dubnyk. Dubnyk.
Did you say David Dobrik?
No, I said Devin Dubnyk.
Joe, I'll give you one try.
No.
I'll give you one try to name a hockey player.
DeMar DeRozan.
You're out. I'll give you one more try.
Boban Bogdanovic.
No.
No. I got it.
Boban.
I promise. Come on, dude. It's an actual guess.
Just say it.
Marion Gabrick.
You are incorrect.
Was I close?
That is
the NHL
wrong.
Player that has the most total points this year is Nikita
Kucherov,
center
oh,
for the
that,
Tampa
bro.
Bay Lightning,
I was close.
With
yeah,
79
bro.
Points.
They probably are from the
Dang.
Same country.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he's...
Anyway, next question. Which NHL goalie has the lowest goals against average this year?
Goals against average. Interesting.
Got it.
Got it.
I don't know what that statistic is.
Jackson.
Devin Dubnyk.
David Dobrik is
Devin,
wrong again.
Dang it.
Can I just Google
give me a second.
List
I,
of hockey players?
I know.
If you can name 5 hockey players
wait.
Right now, Joseph, I'll give you a point.
I can.
I can.
Try.
I can.
No.
You don't get it.
Why?
Current?
Yeah.
No. Time limit then. 30 seconds.
Why does Kyle Rudolph
29.
Pop into my head?
28. Kyle Rudolph.
Oh.
27. 26.
Can I name the goalie?
25.
You can try.
Marc-Andre Fleury?
Incorrect.
Was that close?
24.
It's a good guess.
23.
Okay.
22.
Oh.
21.
Stop. Joe's trying to name 5 current 19, players.
18. 18.
We've said multiple.
18,
think of like 16, the wild.
What's that 15, one? 15.
14. 13.
We've said
no,
at least 5
no,
hockey players 11, in this conversation. 10.
Oh, yeah. 9.
8.
7.
Are you good?
6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Okay, Jackson died at 1, so Joseph gets on the time.
No.
They used to abuse me, which is illegal, because it was not my consent.
Do any of you have a guess,
sorry,
a
what?
Reasonable guess,
no.
besides Marc-Andre Fleury? It was Robin Lehner. He's the goalie
oh,
for the New York Islanders.
Oh, good for
and
him.
He's allowing 2.02 goals a game.
That's good.
While we're on the topic of goals per game...
Are you good?
Oh, thanks. Which team has allowed the most goals per game this season? As an entire team? No. That's 10 push-ups. You're 20, my guy.
Dude, yes, you did.
Whoa, replay it.
Wait,
roll
what?
It back.
Can you ask the question again?
I got it.
Which team has allowed the most goals per game this season?
Got it.
Jackson.
The Chicago Red Wings. No, Chicago Blackhawks.
Detroit Red Wings.
No. That was a good guess, though. The Blackhawks do have a bad defense. And I know that because I looked it up before
I got
the show.
It. I got it. Here.
Give it a try.
Philadelphia maybe. Flyers?
No.
I actually know a lot of NHL teams.
Joseph?
Oh, got it. Toronto Maple Leafs?
No.
They're actually really good.
The San Jose Sharks.
I'll give Joe one more guess, and then we're done with this question.
Are they in California?
They are not in California.
James is
like a
20
questions
states.
Game.
Okay, 20 questions. No.
Whoever they are,
They suck.
It was the Ottawa Senators. The Ottawa Senators, I believe, have the lowest point total in the NHL this year and are allowing 3.74 goals against per game. Do you guys want one more question?
Notice.
Yes.
Notice. You suck.
I'm winning.
Jackson is...
Oh, really, Jackson? Well, this is what we think of that.
Someone is very salty.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Yeah, that was my voice alterer.
I'm trying to find a good question.
Okay, well, while you do that, we'll listen to some good music.
Once again, pretty sure it says.
Make a bet. No, it sounds like Gary's Mod.
I've never watched
that. Alright, here we go, I got it. Which team leads the NHL in penalty minutes?
Got it. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Whoever gets the right answer here, it's a money ball, so you win the game. Wait. It's worth 3 points.
Who leads the team in penalties?
It's not the Minnesota Wild.
Who leads the league in penalties?
Penalty minutes.
9 minutes. Oh, I got it. I actually
only one guess though.
They're the most physical defense. The Boston Bruins.
Incorrect.
Darn
yes.
It.
I got it.
You were close. They're second.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I knew their physical defense.
Yeah.
They still have Chara, right?
The Detroit.
No, I will give you a point for that.
They still have Zedd Jones.
I'll give Jacob a point for that, so he's tied for last.
How do you say his name? Zedd Nochara?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll give you guys each two more guesses.
No!
Okay,
no.
I'll think.
Starting with Jacob and going down.
So guess it. That's how a game works.
Tampa Bay Lightning?
Incorrect.
Philadelphia Flyers.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Stars.
Incorrect.
San Jose Sharks.
Incorrect.
Ah!
New York Rangers.
They were fourth.
Ah!
You're so close.
The Maple Leafs.
Incorrect. Since Joe's our guest, I'll give him one more. I'm biased, sorry.
Senators.
Dang it, Joe, you were so close.
Dang
it. It was the Vancouver Canucks.
Woo!
How many Canada teams are there?
I am the victor.
It's a Canadian-based league.
I am the most
league.
Educated NHL analyst on this show. I like to thank...
So.
Jackson did pull it out. Jackson got two.
Okay.
You were given a pity point, Jacob. Shut your mouth.
I wasn't giving no
pity
points.
He gave you a point for being close to the answer. I 100% gave you a point.
How do you think of that?
Jacob, I 100% gave you a pity point.
This is your victory music.
Sounds
like it.
Sounds like you're ripping like duct tape.
It sounds like someone's very, very
It sounds like somebody's opening and closing a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Alright, Jacob, do you want to do any dumb things to end the show like you always do?
I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
I don't want to say the name. I honestly... That was one of the funniest...
We had a failure.
I wish we were in a visual medium right now. For anyone who realized, Jackson reached to grab to see how long we've been recording, and that got shocked, and I could hear it like it was in my ear. It was hilarious. Anyway, Jacob, are you going to end the show with any of those dumb things you do? Just do it. I hate
it. Hey! Welcome to the corner, everybody! Welcome back to Crone's Corner. This is where we make memes and dreams come true.
Joe, this is the cringiest part of our show.
Got it.
It's also the part of our show that makes me die a little on the inside.
I feel like I lose IQ points every time.
You do not lose
do we have
IQ
mail?
Points.
You missed the worst last show.
Really?
Which was Jacob's Joke Corner. Which was some of the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. Why was that dumb? Honestly, I just feel really attacked, so I want to see guys, there's negativity in our world.
This is all...
Let's talk about 12 unexpected things that were banned from sports stadiums for our article of the day.
Oh, pregnancies.
I got it.
Okay.
12 unexpected pregnancies.
This is something you guys would never think of.
Bad.
Okay. Guess. Everybody gets one guess.
I know.
Go ahead.
Wait, what are we doing? I wasn't paying attention.
You're guessing.
Oh.
I will give you one hint.
Okay.
What are we guessing?
It's white.
No, I already got
it. It's white.
Well, never mind.
You get one hint.
Guys.
Okay. Logan, go.
White guys.
White guys. Okay, that's not allowed. Okay, go.
Wait, do I have to guess the one you're thinking of?
Yes. But it's banned from a stadium.
Okay, Styrofoam cups.
Close, but no.
Oh!
That was a good guess.
I'm gonna go with, baseball.
No. Marshmallows are actually
banned.
What?
The University of Michigan banned marshmallows from its football stadium after rowdy students began throwing stale versions of marshmallows at each other and at the players.
Oh, that's so much fun!
Officials said the practice is dangerous, especially when multiple mallows are masked.
Mallows?
Multiple mallows!
Are masked together, resulting in a concoction that can be as hard as a golf ball.
You have to tell me that the words multiple mallows were used
it's
in an
direct
official
quote.
Statement. Oh
it's
my
a direct
gosh!
Quote. The University of Michigan said
is
multiple.
Mallows the plural of marshmallows?
It's the slang version of marshmallows. Yo, give them mallows.
Okay, this thing is also white.
I know the top.
My statement of white guys still stands.
Okay, you're up.
I know the top of beer bottles are banned from stadiums.
Okay.
Beer bottles are banned. That's why they make you.
Jackson gets ping pong balls, which are interesting. Paper airplanes are banned from the Cleveland
Browns
Stadium.
I got yelled at once. Sorry, I got yelled at once for throwing a paper.
It appears that one of the pastimes of several fans has become the sailing of paper airplanes at Browns games. Probably. It was made out of their hats. Their depressing basket hats.
They're so bored.
And this guy says,
I'm so bored of watching us not win.
He goes on to explain, there is a risk of serious eye injury and perhaps an ear injury as a result of such airplanes.
I mean,
it is hoped that this disrespectful and possibly dangerous activity will be terminated.
Oh my gosh.
You realize in soccer in like England, people like start burning sections of the stadium, right?
Okay.
It
really
just happens. And then if we look at it, we're like, it's just a thing that happens.
Silly English.
Could you imagine if, like, the Browns, just, like, every time they had a bad season, they were like, I'm done with this, and they started burning a section of the stadium?
Okay, I have one more
thing.
There'd
be no stadium left.
Okay, this thing, is circular. Okay, go.
Guys.
You're up.
What color is it?
Actually, I'd like to change my guess. Bowling ball.
It can be any color. Good guess.
He was going to say frisbee.
Okay.
You said frisbee.
It is an umbrella. Umbrella.
I've
why
definitely seen an umbrella
of
in
a poncho.
Oh,
it's so popular. Ponchos are what are popular now. Umbrellas have been banned at sports stadiums. And if you know what I mean, it's kind of crazy. Let's talk about some things that players cannot do.
Oh, I got.
Okay, welcome. This is our section where in Crone's Corner where me and Joseph are going to go over things players cannot do.
That was such a good transition.
Okay, excuse me? Jackson, you
were we just... We were just had a question, I thought. Oh,
okay, ask me a question.
No, your question.
How are you?
What are players not
like, emotionally.
To. Emotionally, I'm all right. Okay.
Yeah, you
so
were asking...
What is something that players can't do?
Players are not allowed to bring any type of listening device onto the court when they were walking.
That is true.
What?
Players also can't tuck in their jerseys unless the official makes them, which in the game of basketball, they must. In hockey, the NHL made a rule that the players are not allowed to tuck in their jersey. They're not allowed to directly tuck it underneath.
I'm not allowed
because
to look
NHL
fancy.
NHL jerseys are made long with the straps down the side and the numbers. It gives more space for the big numbers and the names on the back.
Hold on. They can't listen to, like, headphones or, like...
Why? No. They can listen in pregame, but in the actual warm-ups before the game, they are not allowed because the music is in the whole stadium.
It can't even come with them like out of the tunnel.
They're not allowed. For the 20 minutes before the game when they run out, they are not allowed to in the NBA.
No.
And then another thing is, the NBA and NFL have banned asthma inhalers.
What?
Yes.
That's a medical thing!
Deal with your disability.
Yeah, they need to go through the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and go through several proof tests to make sure that they are either able. So the NFL and NBA didn't directly ban it. There's a way around it if the doping agency says it's all right. But they also need to go through several tests, and it's not like you can just show up and be like, I have asthma, I need an inhaler. You can't do that.
I've
you
never
go through several tests.
I've never had asthma, and I've also never taken steroids. So I have a genuine question. Like, can you just start? Like, can you? I thought you injected steroids.
Have you guys ever?
Like, you can't just like puff steroids, right?
No, I don't think so.
Like, you can't take a huge like a puff of steroids on the sideline.
Can you puff steroids?
That's what they think.
You just gonna the.
They think you don't. I know. Okay. Have you guys ever heard of a player tweeting like during a game?
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
It's
not allowed, but like there's cases where they do it. Somebody just did it.
It's no secret that professional athletes have social media accounts. Did you guys know that?
I did not. This is news to
me.
But
in the NBA, players are not allowed to use social media during games. In addition, the NBA has a rule 45 minutes before and after the games, which is routinely broken, it seems.
Yeah.
One might argue that this ban is a little unsuited to today's digitally driven world. Others might say that pro athletes have enough notoriety and cannot stand to stay off their phones for a few hours.
So, the athletes can't be on their phones.
The athletes.
But after a game, 45 minutes after.
It's
but now they've decided to let the refs tweet at, like, people during the game. That makes no sense.
There was a high school quarterback who was suspended because he had his mom tweet for him during the game.
Yeah. Also, there's one more thing that I find very interesting. Have you guys heard of banned touchdown celebrations, especially in the NFL?
Yeah, thrust him.
Yeah. Three pumps. Higgle him a Kringleberry.
Okay, what do you guys think is one of the dumbest band celebrations?
The Wes Welker Snow Angel celebration.
Okay,
no,
what do you think?
The Randy Moss mooning the crowd.
Okay, Jackson,
yeah,
what
that
you
one
think?
Too.
The stupidest celebration.
Yeah.
That's
banned.
That's banned?
No,
yeah.
that was penalized.
Oh, that was
penalized.
Yeah.
The OBJ dog and like he peed.
Okay.
Like he was being walked.
They actually can't do a full salute. It's referred to as a taunt to the other player. The NFL has cracked down on certain player celebrations recently, as we all know, especially ones that can be seen as a taunt towards other players. You'd think a salute would be one of the harmless ones, but apparently not. If a player salutes in what they deem the direction of another player or the crowd, it could be seen as disrespectful.
It could be seen as disinfective.
And earn him an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Touchdown scorers will just have to keep their hands to themselves, it seems.
Do you think if, like...
What if they saluted a service member or something?
No, I was going to ask that. Like, do you think if, like, if Pat Tillman hadn't died, and Pat Tillman came back and played in the NFL, scored a pick six, and did a full salute, do you think they would have penalized Pat Tillman for that?
I'm sure they would have, just for, like, consistency's sake, but they would have... Like, they would have talked about
if there's one thing the NFL doesn't have, Jackson, it's consistency.
All right, well, we also have something that players can't do as a celebration. I don't know if... I don't think you guys will get this, so I'll just straight up...
I'm going to guess, take your girlfriend out to a nice meal.
They can't use props.
Treat her right.
Treat your girl.
They also can't use props, but what they can't do is spin the football. Have you guys seen that in a while? You guys have not seen that. That was an old thing. They're not allowed to do that. They can get penalized.
They also aren't allowed to spike the football.
They get fined for that. Many players who just score touchdowns will chanter their inner basketball player and twirl the ball in the end zone. In 2013, though, the NFL announced more stringent, regulation of touchdown celebrations like this one. The crackdown on spinning is not the only ball-related ban that plagues football stars. They also cannot dunk over the goalposts, like the Jimmy Graham celebration.
That's why Tony Gonzalez was like...
Or spike it in the direction of another player.
Or pull them out
after
a score. I mean,
which way the football goes.
It's like, where your arm goes.
Is Gronk, like, just really good? Can he aim it at people and be like, I'm going to spike it and it's going to hit
me? I have a serious question. Are they allowed to pull them out after they score? I hate myself. I'll give myself 2 minutes
for
that.
What?
Are they allowed to pull balls out after they score? I'm giving myself 2 minutes for that. I hate myself.
Wait, question. Is it banned because some team did a free throw with the goalpost? Was that fine?
No.
I wasn't penalized, no.
No,
you can't touch the goalpost.
People can do, like, the layups or whatever.
You can do a layup, but you can't hit at the goalpost anyway. Because Jimmy Graham unbalanced the goalpost. He, like, pulled it a little bit, so they didn't like that. Okay, what is two things that are obvious that players can't do?
Obvious?
Yes. In soccer, this happens all the time. When players leave the pitch, they do this. Can't believe I remembered it's called a pitch, too, but...
Cheat.
They do clap their hands, but one more thing they do.
Oh, take off their jerseys.
They take off their jerseys. I didn't know, but they actually get fined for that. They're not allowed to take off their jerseys. Obviously, we have Ronaldo, who always gets yellow cards for flexing on them haters out there with them abs.
Wait, actually?
But players in their last games usually take off their jerseys as a sign, like, they're done, and they leave their jersey with their coach or something.
Sure.
They actually get fined for this. And they also can't display logos, which is pretty obvious that a player can't promote their own brand.
Yeah.
In baseball, we have players can't use too much pine tar. And then a more obvious one, which I think is one of the dumbest things that they say, this is an unusual rule, players cannot booze it up. Quote-unquote, players cannot drink too much. I think that's one of the dumbest, unusual penalties. I think that's,
I would appreciate it, though. Like, if... Who would be the team that would do it, like, in the NFL? Like, every time they score a touchdown,
Pittsburgh
somebody
Steelers.
Goes down and... Yeah, it'd be the Steelers. They shotgun a beer, like, after they score or something.
Yeah.
They
I mean, that's
popcorn,
a Steelers
though.
Move.
One thing people can't do,
that?
And that we see a lot of times that's really annoying when watching on TV, is fans cannot toot their own horns.
What?
You cannot...
You can't, like, blow a vuvuzela
or something.
You
can't have any,
like
sound device.
Oh, because there's been false whistles.
Yeah.
False whistles and things.
Whistles.
Yeah.
False whistles.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, in the NBA, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you can't, like, bring a whistle into the crowd and start tooting on that thing all
we
day.
We recently
in
actually had one.
You can.
That's because you can in soccer. They let you blow stuff in soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to redeem myself today with some more jokes.
No.
This is what I want to finish with. So I'm going to ask you guys some question and answer jokes, you know? Just, you know, liven it up. Which U.S. state is famous for its extra small soft drinks?
Kansas.
Rhode Island.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Screw
you.
Got it, Jackson. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you guys know, I know computer passwords have issues this day, so just don't use beef stew as a computer password. It's not stroganoff.
Oh, wait, I wasn't even listening.
Strong enough. Get it?
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about the monkeys who shared an Amazon account?
Yeah.
They were primates.
I hate
everything
this segment involves.
That was great.
We were doing
Shut
so
up,
good.
Joseph. You're never coming to the show again.
Don't dignify him, Joseph.
My girlfriend was complaining last night that I never listened to her, or something like that.
Is the joke that you don't have a girlfriend?
I kind of like that one, actually.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What's there?
Figs.
Figs who?
Can you come back later?
Figs the doorbell. It's broken.
That was horrible.
That was actually pretty bad.
Wait, why'd you say Figs?
Did Adam
what?
And Eve ever have a date?
Yes.
No, because...
No. They had an apple. What did the flame say to his buddies after he fell in love?
What?
I found the perfect match. Did you hear about the bed bugs who fell in love?
No.
They're getting married this spring. How?
Turn off the music.
Please turn off the music.
Okay. How are stars like false teeth?
Because they're made out of wood and George Washington put them in his mouth.
They both come out at night.
What?
Why do skunks love Valentine's Day?
Because... I don't know.
Because they're sentimental creatures.
You just googled jokes.
What do you get when you cross
You
the
know he
feet?
Hasn't come up with one of these.
Well,
that's
yes,
the
I
sad
have.
Thing.
Yes, I have. Why aren't dogs good dancers?
Because they have two left feet.
Two left feet.
Because
I got him.
They're barking up the wrong tree.
Yep, that's it.
Wait. No, it's not.
There you go, Joe.
Was that actually the joke?
Oh my gosh.
Because that's a
thank you for listening. We appreciate it. This has been your episode of Crone's Corner. Love you all.
Okay. That was absolutely disgusting.
It was absolutely necessary. Thank you for listening. We will leave
Thank
you
for
this.
Listening. Thank you very much, Joe, for coming by.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of you for listening.
We'll definitely have you on the show again.
Hopefully,
yeah.
For sure.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And we'll see you again next time, guys. Stay off drugs. Jacob's clearly on all of them.
I'm sorry, what?
Just take your drugs.
Here we go, guys.
Get $300 off.
Stop. Guys, I'm playing a long outro.
Royalty free music.
No!